I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Are you serious?
Plenty of ways to kill some time out there, but right now you are killing some time with myself, Marcus Bronzy.
B-Funk Butcher.
And me, Jay.
Jay, yes. Yeah. So we'll hop into why we've got Jay in the studio today, because it's a very interesting reason we got him in here today. But first things first, I want to let you know that you can like and subscribe on the Apple Podcasts app. Also, you can give us 5 stars as well. If you do that, more people will see us and more people are basically going to be listening to us. And we've not pushed the podcast app for a while, you know. We're going we're not big in the Apple game.
Yeah.
We're
big in all games, though.
Yeah, 100%. But, you know...
Don't be modest. We're big in all games. People are talking about us on the streets.
Exactly.
you'll turn down a dark alley in London and people are talking about us.
People are asking me how to kill hours in alleyways, bro. It's mad out here. But the reason we got someone on the show today is he's been killing hours in a very specific way.
Master plan.
Yeah, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to play the trailer.
You may be wondering what I'm doing. Well, here it is. I decided whilst bulking for the winter, like most people who want to gain more muscle, that I was enjoying sugar so much that I started to let myself go. I've been gaining weight for almost 9 weeks and I thought it'd be a good idea to see what it would feel like to cut out all my healthy food, vitamins, protein shakes, etc. and consume bad calories. With this experiment, I'm hoping to walk a mile in someone else's shoes. Many people who know me will know I would never intentionally harm or destroy the body I've had for so long. So you can understand this is hard, man. In my 20s, I was extremely lean and fit and carried that through to my 30s and now to the present day. So I've always maintained a good physique. It's very easy to say to people over the years who I coach, do this and do that, and when they don't, I become frustrated, but I guess I don't really know what they're feeling. So with this social experiment, I'm going to try and get a deeper insight. There are lots of issues surrounding weight gain that I want to look at and the reasons why. I'm going to continue eating badly until the end of December and try to gain a whopping 15 kilos in total. My start weight was 93 kilos and currently I'm 100 kilos. God damn! Over the next 10 weeks, I'm going to be visiting a lot of the fast food chains and indulging in foods I wouldn't dream of touching. I won't be having any doctor's checks before or after. I want to totally submerge myself and act as a person who'd be living this way. In January, I'm going to remove all of the unwanted fat and water I've gained over the last 5 months. I'm not going to use any complicated diets or short-term diet plans that confuse people and in the end, they give up. 90% of people don't want to be a bodybuilder or a fitness model. Those short-term fixes to get ripped do not work for long-term goals. Don't get me wrong, if you wish to take it to the next level, then by all means seek advice, but this is not what this experiment is about. Follow and watch me each week as I meet new challenges and the effects weight gain is going to have on my body at Watch Jay Doing Now.
Right, so now that we've heard that, this is Jay, the man behind this. Jay, why are you doing what you were doing?
Oh, bro, listen, man. You all know what happens when you start eating. A lie. Mm-hmm, you start eating food, you get comfortable with eating.
Yeah.
And you feel like this is your home now. This is what you're doing. You're enjoying doing this.
Yeah.
But while I was doing that, I thought to myself, do you know what? It's a good time to do a project. It's coming to the end of the year. I want to gain a little bit of weight. I want to put weight on like we all do at the end of the year. We eat more, get more calories. And then I just sort of got addicted to sugar. Saw my body changing in a way. And I thought, do you know what? Seeing as this is what I do every day, let me try and turn it into a project. Let me go from hunky to chunky to hunky. You know? Let me try this. Let me see what happens. Mm-hmm. You know, I love my body. And I thought, you know what? If I can destroy my body, everyone that knows me knows that I would never do that. But if I did that, it's more believable. So this is the journey I'm on.
So can we talk about how your body is on a regular day or a regular year? Because you've talked about bulking and cutting. And I think some people know about that when it comes to the gym, but a lot of people don't. So talk me through like where you'd regularly be with your body at this time of year before the sugar addiction.
Right. So regularly, if it's not the summertime, there's abs, but there's not abs. In the world of abs, there's not abs. I'm not going to lie. Like I'm trim. I don't carry the body fat around the back, around the sides, around the front. I don't carry it. Definitely on the boobers. I'm not even carrying it there.
No got tetas.
No tetas, you know? I'm not carrying it there. So, do you know what I mean? I'm carrying weight. I'm carrying muscle. I'm walking around at about 15 stone thereabouts. But it's not totally ripped.
Yeah.
But it's enough that I could take my top off. I'm happy with. I'm comfortable with. And obviously, when the summer comes, I drop it down a couple more percentage, make myself look a little bit more leaner.
And you've been cool with doing that for how many years now? Quite a while now, yeah?
Well, bro, I mean, I stay, yeah, mate, I'm talking, you know, this guy over here knows me, you know? I stay, bro, I've been an animal for morning, man. Do you know what I mean? I've been physically fit for years, bro, from martial arts to gymnastics. I played rugby for school. Like, it was just easy, you know? It's a part of genetics, but yeah. As you get older, you put a bit of weight on. But I've always had a condition, never, ever put myself in this condition.
All right, okay, and how did you know you were addicted to sugar? Because people talk about addiction a lot, but they don't know that sugar is one of the most addictive things out there, right?
Yeah,
it's a class A drug, man.
It's more than a class A drug. You know, it was like delving into my past and eating old food. I hadn't had like Topic and Drifters touch me. Come on.
Oh, what? Topic, yeah?
Come on, bro. Yeah. I was going for Wamba, but it's pulling out too much of my teeth. Yeah, so I realized, that it wasn't just that sugar. It was bread sugar. Do you understand? If it's bagels or sugary type substancey bread. So I was starting to eat more cakes and I was starting to enjoy that for a minute. Do you know what I mean? And it was actually helping me with my training, because what a lot of people don't know is if you eat a certain amount of sugar before your training, your energy, your explosion, that high rise of energy right before training is really good. So in the past, we'd use that trick. And I'd have the sugar before my training session. Mm. Like I'd have a full cheesecake or, you know, I'd eat a whole load of fruits or whatever it was. And then at the end of the training session, I would have better sugars.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, so in reference to what you were saying, how did I know I was getting addicted to it, bro? Because I just kept eating it. That's how I knew. I was just enjoying it. I was just liking it. And because of my age, I'm a little bit past now at the minute. I think that my body was just, it wasn't fighting like it used to.
Okay.
I don't feel that my body was putting up a fight anymore. And I was getting lazy and I was falling asleep on the sofa. And I'll be honest with you, I just like watching TV. I've been watching Dynasty, man. Dynasty. I ain't even going to lie, bro. I've just smashed out the whole of Dynasty. Bruv. And wow, Dynasty. Can't believe I said that. But I've smashed Dynasty. So that's how I knew I was getting addicted to sugar, because I was doing things that my friends would tell me they did who were overweight. And that's how I knew I was part of the crew.
Do you find that when you was doing this project that it was able for you to empathize with a lot of your people that you work around when they said, oh, but I can't shift the weight and it's difficult? Did you feel like you were getting to a point where in the past you could shift that weight easily? You'd go for a run, go for a jog, and those pounds would drop off pretty quickly. And then now you're getting to a stage where it's getting a little bit harder to shift that weight. And is that the place where the clients are coming from, where they're coming in bit chunky on the chunky side, and they're complaining because they can't get you to feel their struggle?
Yeah, of course. You know what, at the beginning, straight while I was eating, I still weren't listening to them. Because my mindset was still like, while I was eating, I'm gonna be fine. So they're coming in telling me what they want to tell me, and I'm still eating, still growing, still trying to understand what they're like, but at the same time I'm just hearing it's excuses, but as time's gone on and the more lazy I get, you know, my brain functions, trust me, they're not working like they were. My synapses are gone. And we're talking 5 months. So these guys are running around like this for 3, 5, 6, 7 years. You know what I mean? So being empathetic to them, I can understand them, but not fully understand them.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to get part of their journey. And the thing is, I can't get their full journey because I don't want to destroy my body to get to that stage.
Yeah.
Like I say, once you create fat cells, they don't go, bro. They stay with you forever. So I got to be so careful about how much I'm creating at this late stage. But I am empathetic now in terms of, I understand when they can't get off the sofa. I understand where they don't have motivation to go into the gym. Because I want to go back to the gym, but I tell you, it's quite daunting, bro. I'm thinking about it and I'm thinking, do you know what? I actually just rather sit on the sofa right now. I've got to get my mind back in the game.
Yeah.
So their minds are not in the game. So from that point of view, I now, at this stage, understand why it's difficult for them to get off the sofa and get in the gym. The diet part, I'm still trying to work out.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Because I still got the mindset of, I know the difference between that food and that food. How come you don't? But now I understand why you don't do physical exercise, because I don't feel like doing it myself.
Yeah. And it's interesting. I think you picked that out, that there's a point where it goes beyond the actual physical side of things, that the change is actually a mental thing where they don't feel compelled to get up and do what they actually know will benefit them.
Yeah, of course, of course. But some of them don't know. That's what I'm saying to you. Some of them don't.
Some of them are just lazy. Know.
Yeah, but some of them don't have education. And listen, we can't forget the medical implications as well.
Yeah.
Some people got medical issues why they can't go to the gym or why they're carrying weights. We can't forget that. But this is not what my project's about.
Okay.
It's about helping people who want to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I come from that background. God help you. God helps those who helps themselves, or energy helps you who helps themselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Love
so
that.
I'm there for those people, right? And I'm there to motivate the people who want to be motivated by the other people like them who want to do it but can't get the way to do it. So they're looking at me.
Yeah.
So hopefully I will go down to those people, but I really am just focusing on people who want to help themselves. But yeah, I am empathetic to that part of it.
Yeah.
And I think by the end of the month, I'm going to more and more understand the diet part of it as well.
Do you feel like there's a certain part of the day, because there seems to be a myth kind of floating around amongst people who are trying to lose weight, that if you eat at a certain part of the day, that is better for you. And if you eat, I don't know, in the evenings, that weight is just going to sit there throughout the course of your dieting struggle.
Do you know what? Everything in moderation, bro. And it depends on what you're eating at night. I mean, you know as well as I do, if you're eating stodgy stuff, your digestive system isn't working properly.
Uh-huh.
And I think the main thing people need to understand is that these digestive enzymes are concerned with healing. So once those enzymes don't have food in them, they are concerned with healing your body. And that's sort of like growth hormone. If I can explain it in the simplest way, when you go to sleep, you want to create some muscle and decrease some fat and heal all the ailments in your body. But you can't do that when those enzymes, those digestive enzymes, are clogged up with food. Hence why I don't eat carbohydrates, big kind of meals at night. Mm-hmm. It's not so much about putting weight on.
Yeah.
It's about what happens when you're sleeping. Your stomach has to be empty in order for you to heal, for you to be better. Lack of injuries, you know, colds, different diseases. Give your digestive system a breather.
Yeah.
And you're eating all through the day, and then you're going to go to bed at night with food in your stomach. So it's never had a breather. So your digestive system, that's why we say don't eat so late at night.
Yeah.
There's many other reasons why, but that's the main reason. Just don't put that in your belly at night.
I just want to go back to something you said about fat cells. You said that once you grow a fat cell...
That hurt him, you know. He felt that.
That's why he's quiet for so long.
You can never, ever get rid of it. It's always there. Even if it gets smaller or bigger, cell's always there.
Cut that out or do some light.
Yeah, yeah. Unless you do the, you know, Yeezy / cut, you know, Kardashian way.
Yeah, unless you're poor.
I mean, Jake,
you just put it in a different part of your body.
Yeah. I think that's what people want to find out. Is there a point of no return?
Do you know what? There's always, you can always return from something, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, you're talking about cells, bro, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That swell up or they go down.
Yeah.
Okay? So you can look slimmer if you've put weight on, but you will still have more fat cells than, say, well, Butcher.
Yeah.
I don't even know, you know, how he's been eating in his lifetime. But he's definitely got less fat cells than me. So he could get, this is why lean guys get away with things and overweight guys don't. This
right, is the clean okay. bit, yeah?
Guys really lean and you see me in chips and you see me in all that.
Haribo right? in the gym, I've seen
exactly.
that.
Exactly, yeah. You've seen him doing that. He don't do that often, but when he does it, you're like, bro, how come you can't put, he just has less fat cells than you. So it doesn't react on his body like everyone else's. So he doesn't swell up and show on his body because he's okay. carrying less.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you get to the fact where you're so overweight that you can't even see the changes because you're just big anyway.
Yeah.
So
but when, change is happening, but you just can't see.
The change is happening, but because you're just so overweight, it's hard to see. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. Like you would say, you would see weight gain on a skinny person quicker than you would on a bigger person. But the point is, and not going away too far from the fact, these cells that are created by you, obviously, destroying your body, but abusing your body. And once you abuse your body, that fat cell is there for life. But when you're looking at someone, you can look like the person who's got less fat cells than you, but just by changing your diet, which will also help you reconstruct your DNA in a sort of way and decrease the size of those fat cells. That's what's important. Keep them small. Yeah, because once they're there, there's nothing you could do about it, bro. It's 100%. There's nothing.
And another thing you mentioned was kind of this point of no return and you don't want to lose your body. One, do you know how close you are to that? And two, are you a little bit worried that you might be doing damage to your body now, that you might not be able to get your pre-baby body back? Do you know what I mean?
Pre-baby, you know?
Yeah. Is that a bit of a concern for you? That's a serious thing.
All right, so you hit a good point. Fat takes a while to be created. It's just as, I mean, so does muscle. The first thing that's happening in my body is water. That's the first thing. So everyone else that's smart, that's in the game, that's not waffling, will tell you straight away, the first thing Jay's gaining is water. That's why he's swelling up. That's why all these things are occurring. Mm-hmm. But because I have fat cells, and people are saying, whoa, how's this happened to you so quick? I said, I haven't been to gym in 3 months now, 4 months. So I haven't been training. Yeah, and burning any calories whatsoever. And yes, I must have had some good old fat cells in my body, because someone leaner than me wouldn't have been in this condition this quickly. Do you understand? So that lets you know I had some fat cells that I was suppressing as well. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I am scared, yeah, but I know that it takes a longer time for my fat cells to settle in my body. And if you ask me the point of no return, bro, I couldn't really quantify that information. Yeah, I can't really tell you exactly where my point of no return is. I just know in myself and how I feel that I haven't been gained long enough that I personally can't come back from it. Yeah, but on the way back, everyone will say, yeah, but you got muscle memory, blah, blah, blah. That's all nonsense. All that will happen is that I will look better than you when I diet. But the fact of losing fat is exactly the same for you, me, and you. All right. So how I lose mine is the same for all of you. The only difference is when I lose mine, you're going to see my muscle. And when you lose yours, we're not going to see your muscle because you didn't have no muscle to start with.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the only difference. Yeah. So the journey works for everyone. The only difference is I'm just going to look better than someone who's on the journey with me who didn't have the muscle prior. Am I scared? A little bit. Yeah. How will I know? I'll only know at the end of 3 months how I look and how much fat I've held in my body.
So what's the full duration period of this project?
5 months to gain, 3 months to lose.
Whew. That's a lot of pressure on your body,
mate.
That's intense. Mm-hmm.
Right, it's a lot. And do you know why it's a lot? Because I eat 3 or 4 times the amount of a person who the condition I'm trying to get into. I eat more than them because they don't eat like me. They eat casually. They've been eating like this for 10 years. But in order for me to get the weight up, I've got to go 5, 6, 7, 8 meals, 4,005. I'm eating like a bodybuilder.
Talk me through a day of meals at this current moment in time.
Woo! So some days I take a breather, bro. I take a day off. I ain't even going
to
lie.
You have to take a rest day.
Yeah, yeah.
Rest day from eating.
Yeah, I take a rest day, bro. I cheat sometimes. I have an apple as well. I have a cheat day. Yeah, those are my cheat days right now. So basically a day would start like, let's start from the evening because that's the best way. While I'm lying in bed, I've got a Pringles there. Yeah, whole tin of Pringles, yeah, right? That's in bed. And I got this is my unusual, yeah? And I got a pack of M&Ms, yeah? And I've got a bottle of fizzy drink. So I'm in bed eating that while, so I mean, I'm falling asleep. I'm waking up, M&Ms are stuck to me and there's chocolate all in the bed. Oh, it's messy, bro. It's ridiculous. Because you fall asleep uncontrollably, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, get up in the morning. I'm still trying to think like someone who eats. I'm still eating porridge. And then I'm thinking, porridge is way too healthy. So I changed it to cereal. So I go for cereal. So I wake up in the morning, I have cereal. I might have some clients in the morning. I might get up really early. Throughout the day, yeah, I'm consuming calorie meals that are probably over about 800. So I'll do a fry up, yeah. I might sneak into McDonald's at 11 o'clock, run around the corner, do McDonald's. Wow. On the way back, I'll go to like a Waitrose or M&S and I'll get some big calorie sandwiches so I can stock them with me, yeah? And then throughout the day, I've got all these biscuits and I've got these sweets and these chocolates. So while I'm training clients, I'm nibbling on all these snacks, yeah? I only drink like energy drinks. So I don't drink any water. Water's out of my life, bro, yeah? Mm-hmm. So I only drink fizzy drinks, energy drinks. I'm spiking up, down, left, right. I'm scratching, itching. Like, my allergies are up, bro. I'm taking Benadryl every single day. I had to go to dentist and clean my teeth again. So anyway, I'm consuming. Every meal I take is over 800 calories every single one. So if they're fry-ups, they're either fast food joint, they're either snacks. I'm living on crisps. I'm living on chocolates. I'm literally living the way you would expect someone who's overweight and low privilege as well.
So what someone, do you mean by
okay,
that?
Right.
You understand? Yeah. Someone who's living in a place where they don't really have much money.
Yes.
And everything's now bad food. Yes. Cheap.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Cool. All right. So, you know, like you said, you did mention a Waitrose sandwich, but then you're also saying if you're going to have biscuits, you're going for the shittest, cheapest biscuit.
Oh, bro.
Okay.
I'm going, okay. Yeah.
The shit more, the bourbons.
Beer them bargains, bro.
They must love you.
Yeah, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, how you work in fitness? How are your clients reacting to you someone who they probably know as always eating healthy. Yeah. You're there munching biscuits, crisps. Do they understand what you're doing?
Yeah, they do.
You look like the client to them.
Yeah, I'm the client now. All of them are saying, I can
come on, give me 20.
Yeah, exactly. If you want someone to coach you in how eating, they're like, yeah, I'll be your PT now. Some of them like were a bit confused about it. They think it's stupid. I got doctors in there, haven't I? So I got doctors in there and they're like, you need to do health checks. You need to do them through that. And I said, no. They were concerned more than anything else. And I said, but a person who's overweight, who's embarking on a journey, doesn't go to the doctor. They don't get the advantage of checking their cholesterol, their heart level. Mm-hmm. They don't do anything like that. So I have to act exactly like that person. I've seen these projects before. They go and get their blood pressure done. They're checking how much cholesterol, how much fat they put on. Listen, bro, it's individual. Look at me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need to test my inside. But they're saying it's unhealthy. Now, my other clients are supporting. They're like, it's fun. Loads of cracking up, joking. Mm-hmm. Some are calling me fat, overweight. There's loads of jokes everywhere, bro. The jokes everywhere. Yeah. But generally, the support is there. It's helping the studio. And they understand what I'm doing. And they're generally really supportive of it.
Have you had to take your top off in an environment that you would have felt comfortable in before, but you don't now? Because obviously it's Christmas time, so it's not the summer. Because that would have been really hard for you to do.
Exactly.
But have you been in a situation where you've felt that, like, you know, you're confident about your body. In the video that we've played at the start of this, you can see by clicking the link in the description, you were in shape.
Mm.
So have you been in a scenario where you've had to take off your top and did you?
Why are you talking about sexy time, bro?
Yeah, sexy time, yeah. that's an important thing. Rubbing bellies, belly.
Bro. I'm not going to put it out there that any of that stuff's going on, but if that stuff is I will keep full, bro, it's a vest. Yeah, that's it. It's a vest. There's a lot of clothing going on. No, I haven't been in that kind of situation, okay, cool, to be fair. Clients ask me to show the belly and that, and I do that. And I've been doing some mad stuff like walking down the street, pulling out my top and going, wow. I've got another experiment in a minute where people see me in clothes. They see me as not being overweight. And then I show them and then they're like, wow, that's so deceiving. And I say, well, you women have been deceiving us for time. Your hair ain't your hair. You know what I mean? Your boobs ain't your boobs. Eyelashes ain't your eyelashes. Your bum ain't that big. So I'm like, I'm representing that.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Do you know physically funk? Can I, before we carry on, I'm gonna, because I don't think you've seen this, because there's and we'll put this on screen and we'll put link to this again in the show description. I'm gonna show you a picture,
okay,
of, because you're aware that Jay's someone who's usually is quite in
and
shape.
I've known Jay for years.
Yeah,
so, right. You know. So
this is gonna be quite interesting.
How many? The picture I'm about to show him. How many weeks in was this?
Show me which picture.
It's this one before I show.
Bro, that was done last week. That was down the post. That was on the post. What's that, last week?
Yeah. Are you ready for this,
show,
Funk?
Show him that, man. Show him. Oh, my God. Easy, bro.
Fucking hell.
And this is a guy you're used to seeing being in shape, right? Can you talk the listener through what you're seeing, Funk? And we're not fat shaming. We're just talking about this, the shock in terms of difference.
Okay, like,
be kind, bro.
My man Jay has developed a pear shape.
It's like, what, you fancy me? Ain't that what we say about girls, bro?
But I mean, it's a pear as in the bottom of the pear is the belly and the top of the pear is he's got overhang.
Yeah, I got overhang.
He's got overhang.
Have you ever had that before? Like,
nah, bro.
Never.
What is that?
He's never had this.
Muffin top.
You've never had this?
Blueberry muffin top. That's what it is, bro.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. It is. And he knows me, as we discussed earlier, from a different walk of life.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows me in that walk of life where I'd have my top off all the time. Mm-hmm. Me and Font Butcher would be out, you know, let's say in the club raving.
Yeah.
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 And I got it all out.
And do you think that if you're in a club now,
no way. No.
And that's an interesting question.
Because that's an important... Yeah, go on, Frank, yeah.
Because I would say, because I've known you for so long and I know how confident you are, when you felt this weight on you, did that affect your level of confidence?
Oh, bro, 100%, bro. 100%. There's no doubt. You know how hard it was for me to do those pictures, what I'm doing now? How hard it... And do you know what it is? People that know me ain't even found me yet.
Mm.
So every day somebody finds me and they go, what the hell? Why have you done that? What are you doing to yourself?
Yeah.
What? So for me, it's the mental part. Remember we talked about mental mm-hmm. part? So mm-hmm. overweight person has issues with what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said, not everybody will do what I'm doing, show themselves. But my mental challenge is actually, I'm quite a private person, so my mental challenge is actually doing that, showing people what's happened to me and sharing that with the world. So for me, that's driving me a little bit mad.
Mm.
And obviously now I get a bit annoyed when people, you know, let me see and they try to touch my belly, I get a little bit defensive. So
how many months are you,
bro? Yeah, exactly. In fact, I might do a little picture next to a pregnant woman, we can check that out. But so it does affect me, bro. It is affecting me, trust me. I do feel a way about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to take my top off, like, unless it's, like I say, only for the gram.
Yeah.
So I'm not just doing it in public. Nah. Like, if you ask me now, you can forget that, bro.
So you're starting to empathize with some of your clients or people that are overweight that haven't got much body confidence as well, then, yeah?
Yeah, of course, definitely. And I see it with them as well. I see the type of clothing. And you know what's funny? When they lose weight in the studio, they start to change the way that they dress.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. Which is very, very relevant. And they buy better clothes.
Look good, feel good.
Yeah. Mm. And it's weird because one of my projects I'm doing is about, which I'll put up in the next week or so, I'll give you a sneak preview, is about how you don't need to spend that amount of money on clothes. When your body looks good, you can look good. Yes.
Thank you for saying it. In fact, can we just... a good friend of mine told me, because I was very, very, very big at one point. He said, listen, don't worry about clothes. When you're big enough, the clothes don't wear you. You wear the clothes.
Exactly, bro.
Thank you.
We have a project for that as well, showing that. Yeah.
All right.
So there's two sides of that coin. The clients come in and they're wearing really expensive clothing to try and hide all that body weight, and you know, the better clothing is better.
Diamonds on their shoes, so you don't look at their tummy. Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. And as they progress, they do actually buy still them same clothes,
mm-hmm.
but they don't have to. And I've seen clients come in; they look amazing in just a standard vest that isn't from a name brand or standard leggings or whatever, or men in standard vests. You know, you can have a man in just any vest, it's got no label on it, nothing. You're just looking at the shoulders, the chest, the arms. You don't even know what the brand is.
Yeah.
But when you're trying to hide that, you wear better clothing. So all in all, to be fit and strong is cheaper.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm noticing that you're wearing all black today as well. Is that an attempt to, you know, because black makes you look slim?
Well, are you a therapist? Yeah, I am black. No, bro. You are 100% right, bro. I am wearing dark colors. I'm wearing bigger jackets. I'm even consciously pulling in my stomach. Now, I don't even know why I'm doing that, but I do. Do you know what I mean?
Interesting. Yeah. You also touched on something really important, and that is sort of therapy and stuff. So you've spoken about physically, you've spoken a little bit about how it's made you feel, but deeper mentally, have you started to feel effects from eating this way, not training?
Yeah, of course. Like I said, I put on the gram at What's Jay Doing Now. I put on there about the feeling that I had even in my younger years. Like, I've always had that cloud that I don't even know what it is, bro. That I don't know if it's built in my system from being a young black man,
mm-hmm.
or it's just in my system. Something occurred in my life. I don't know. But anyway, this feeling I have, it keeps coming. But it's been away for a while. But since I've been eating sugar, it's back, bro. You know, I get Monday blues, I get Sunday blues, I get Wednesday blues. Like, I just feel bad. I just don't know what it is. I just feel, and I just have to go away from everybody, you know what I mean? And I slightly feel, I know this sounds presumptuous and rude, but I slightly understand when someone's on that brink where they feel like I might want to commit suicide.
Yes.
Now, that sounds strong, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, but I know that I can feel that feeling. Like, is it all worth it? Is my life, am I good enough? I have that feeling, and I have to drag myself back from that. And I'm not even putting it out there like I'm trying to commit. That's not even what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. What I'm trying to say is I can empathize a little bit with how dark I feel, and the sugar's making me feel that way.
Mm.
It's making me feel that way, 100%. So because I got 3 weeks left, I'm so happy to not be eating sugar. not so happy to get back in the gym because I'm still lazy,
yeah.
but happy to stop eating that way because it's making me feel depressed, bro.
Here's a question for you, Jay. You've been trim, hench, fit from the years I've known you up until now, until you started this project. Do you feel, though, that you've seen a sudden surge of people caring more about their bodies and more about their look since the social media age what and the? Instagram? And
yeah, yeah. I have never seen so many people into their body.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're into it for the wrong reasons.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are the wrong reasons?
The world. They're just trying to be what's wrong with me?
Influencers, yeah.
Yeah, influencers.
There you go. That's sugar, that's influenza,
the cold.
That's what the sugar does to you, man. clouding up the words.
They're trying to be sponsored models. They're trying to take it to another level where they're getting paid. Yeah. Their love's gone. So they're just, but I'm happy. At least they're doing things for their body, but it's a very selfish thing. It's very in themselves. Let me ask you both a serious question, yeah? All those girls that you ogle up, don't even lie. Like, you don't look on Instagram.
I don't know what you're talking about, Joe.
Bro, I just like everything. I don't even know what I'm liking. Yeah. But, yeah, all that stuff that you look at, have you ever seen any one of those girls walk down the street?
Never.
From the amount that you like, which are, from the amount you like, yeah? Have you, Bronzy? Do you know what that is, bro? Because they never leave the gym, yeah? They're not out there, bro. They are just photograph pictures. They don't have a life, bro.
Yeah.
They're training, they're eating, they're going to sleep. You can't even check these girls. They're in bed at 9 o'clock. Yeah. Like, all that is false life. We're in the club. Look at me shaking my booty. That doesn't exist. You, like, picked that club night. Mm. You went to 7 clubs. You've pre-videoed all of it so you could put it out later on in the gram. So their life is consumed by that. So to look that way, it's a full consumption of that. And you never see those girls anywhere because they're just very in themselves, very selfish, and the men as well. It's just all about them. And also, the PTs that are looking like that are not even showcasing their own clients. It's all about them.
Yeah.
When you go on their page, I'm like, I need to see the clients, but all I've
before and afters,
you.
Yeah.
And that's why I think your project is a very, very important conversation that needs to be had, because a lot of people think that being healthy is looking healthy rather than the inside. So a lot of people have neglected the inside, the internal aspects of it, and because they only care of the fact that if they've got a six pack, if they've got big arms,
of course,
and they're ripped, that clearly that their inside must be functioning in the same manner.
Nah, it's not the same. It's not the same. And listen, we're all mentally conditioned as well. I'm the same. You know, I look at a picture and I go, "Raw, look at that girl. Raw, look at that guy." And we view that for a little bit longer. We press the like. Yeah. They get their boost. They're on Explorer.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? They look amazing. But internally, if you fix internally, externally will always be good. Guys, there are people out there that are overweight, that love themselves, that don't need my journey. They don't want help from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They eat healthy and they're only overweight because they eat a lot of healthy stuff. Because being overweight is about portions more than it is about eating McDonald's. They could be eating healthy all the time, but their portions are too much. And they're not going to the gym.
They got fat off lettuce.
Yeah, they got, well.
that's a lot of lettuce.
You know what I mean? No, look, the Mediterranean.
Spinach wings, they've got spinach wings.
No, the Mediterranean diet is full, right? But it's extremely healthy, yeah? So the Mediterranean diet, a lot of the women and guys are quite big.
Yeah.
But when you test their cholesterol levels, it's really low. Mm. And they live to a long age. Yes. Yeah. Great hair, great teeth, great nails. Yeah, because they're eating a lot of that great fat product. You know, they're eating good food. So they don't want my help. They're happy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here to help the people that are literally eating Mars and Snickers and oil and those people.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you're overweight from good food, all I need to say to you is, bro, go to the gym.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. Walk down the street, buy a dog.
Yeah.
That's all you need to do. But I'm dealing with what you said, people who are destroying their insides and their externals look the way they do because of the destruction of their insides. Yes. Those are the people I'm focusing on.
Mm. I feel like I've had a real education funk. Good, how do you feel, bro?
Enlightenment.
I feel like I've learned a lot. Now, I don't want to discourage.
I'm okay. I got a six pack.
I've not had an eight pack, I got a one pack. There we go. Yeah,
but if you got a one pack, if you gave another pack, you'd be a famous rapper.
Are we not allowed to talk about those in today's show still? So there's two. I don't want to discourage people, but I kind of want to encourage people that are young and they're still not sure about going to the gym. Now, you said you're older, 30 plus. You've said it on the Instagram.
Yeah.
Now, at your age now, you're starting to see people that were your age when you were younger that abused their bodies and didn't switch up ways. And now that you're a little bit older, you're looking at them physically and you're kind of thinking, fuck, like, you've done damage that's irreparable.
Mm.
Or if you, even if you get get into the gym now, you're not going to be as in shape as I am. How important is it for you to kind of have consistency over the years instead of just kind of yo-yoing or even just not doing it at all?
Yeah.
Are you like, your mates looking older? That's what I'm kind of trying to say. Are they looking tired?
My direct mates around me, like my family, like my brother, cousins, all that, they look fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they look fine because they're always in the gym. Their diets go up and down, but because they're doing some kind of physical activity to burn some of the calories, they're not looking as bad. Some guys, yeah, bro. Some guys that went school with and all that, I don't even know if they can return from that. But a lot of it is because injuries are caused. They don't do anything about that. The bad eating doesn't heal the injuries neither. So when I'm really injured, I'll just go on a mad veg diet. I'll eat veg all day, green, mm-hmm. and it helps heal my injuries. Mm-hmm. Listen, it's the way my body works and it should work for everyone else. Age is a big factor, like mm-hmm. you just said. And this is why this project's relevant, because I am past a certain age. I have to also prove to come back as well from that age. So also showing my friends that even if you are at that age, there is a way for you to be able to do this, to be able to come back. If you're over 40, over 50, yeah. it's not an issue.
It's not an excuse either.
It's not an excuse.
Yeah, exactly.
But do realize if you haven't been training, you're young and you're listening to this, you need to develop muscle throughout the whole of your life. You don't have to be bulky. You don't have to be a steroid freak. You just have to have that, because every 10 years, your body dies of collagen. So collagen goes every 10 years. When you run out of collagen, you're dead. That's the end of it. So we're decreasing our collagen every 10 years. So you've got to understand that if you're trying to get back to a state where you were when you were younger, mm-hmm. when you're at a certain age, you can't develop a certain amount of muscle. So as you get older, every 10 years, you will not be able to develop the same muscle as a 20-year-old as a 40-year-old. So whatever you had in your 30s, you can go back to. Even in your 20s, you can go back to. So if you looked good in those age times, your body can go back. But your body ain't really going to go past that unless you start injecting steroids and doing all that kind of stupid stuff.
So is that quite literally, if you don't use it, you lose it?
Correct, bro. And if you don't use it, you can't go back to it. That's another thing, right? So if you've been bigger in life and you've had great muscle and you've flopped for 10 years, mm-hmm. your body has some muscle memory. It will go back to helping you look like that 10-year-old, very close to looking like that 10-year-old body. But if you've never been to the gym, never been there, and you decided to start at 50, all you're going to have is that type of muscle, what you're creating, not even so much creating, but what you're training is all you're going to have at 50. You can't go back to a 30-year-old body. You can't go back to a 20-year-old body. Mm. So if you are young, do it. Lift weights, go gym, and stimulate those fibers so that when you get older, if you have some time off, you'll have muscle memory and go back. That's why people are on me and saying, but you've got muscle memory, so you'll go back. And I agree with that. I'm like, yeah, thank God I have. Because if I didn't, and this is an example to tell everybody, like mm-hmm. when I was trying to put the weight on, in the first couple of weeks, I wasn't getting no weight gain
mm-hmm.
at all, because muscle burns more calories than fat. So just walking around with muscle, I was burning what I was eating. I didn't even have to go to the gym.
Yeah,
just having muscle burns more calorie. And that's the issue. So always go for your muscle, always go for your weight training, always. I'm not saying be massively ridiculous, but just go there, train, use the weights, let that be your port of call. The first thing you do when you go back into the gym, don't start running up and down the place, you know, bad knees, overweight, injury. Yeah, you don't want to start hurting the body. So yeah, I would say as advice to my friends and people that were around me in that type of age group, I would say it is very difficult to create muscle after a certain age, but it's not the end.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming and checking us on the show today. I'd like you to come back at the end of your journey where you've kind of had that challenge of losing the weight, because there's a lot that can happen that we don't know about. It's still unknown area, isn't it? Yeah. Could be more of a challenge.
Of course.
Could maybe take a month more or even quicker, right?
Yeah.
So I'd love to welcome you back on the show.
How long is that from now?
Well, I've got 3 weeks left. So January the 1st, I start dieting. Okay. And when I say dieting, not the normal conventional dieting, just very basic, simple, so you can all follow it. Do you know what I mean? It's not complex at all.
And this is all going to be on the Instagram,
I'll keep posting everything, do stories, you know what I do.
Yeah.
Get a GoPro out as well, do some sneaky filming.
That'll be good. And that's what's Jay's doing now. What's Jay doing now?
On
that's
the Instagram. Yeah, definitely, sure, man. 100%. Right.
Are you going to get out of the belly for the gram now?
Nah, you No way. You know what I'm saying?
All right, thanks for coming on the show, man.
Yes. Nice one, Funk.
Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. Thank you for killing some time with us. Before we go though, don't forget to like, subscribe on the podcast app, give us those 5 stars as well. Helps more people see us, man. Plenty of ways to kill some time out there. I've been Marcus Bronzy.
I've been Funk Butcher.
And I've been Jay.
Big J.
Big J.
3rd of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.